Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In a few words of encouragement, the inspired writer of Hebrews helps believers in Christ to not give up their faith, but to keep on living the life they profess in Christ Jesus. Here are his written words. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Following that statement, the writer gives us a long list of those who lived long before Christ came to this earth, but they lived by faith in God. And he recites how they accomplished God's will and did not shrink back, but they lived by their faith in the hope of the promises God had given them. We are then encouraged to continue to walk by faith in Jesus Christ as we run our race with perseverance. Today we welcome you to Moments of Inspiration and invite you to continue to listen to our program about what Christians believe in. In a recent program, we asked the question, "What must I believe?" referring to the Christian's faith. We let the Scripture speak about the faith of those who heard the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time in their lives. We shared that Christians believe in God and that God rewards those who seek Him. Believing in the existence of the Creator may seem elementary to many of us. Millions of us have this certainty in our hearts. We see the hand of the Creator in nature, as did the psalmist when he wrote these words, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge." But for millions, they do not see the hand of God in nature. The record of Genesis is not believed as true. They reject the Bible as being God-inspired. It is not something to hold to follow its teachings. So believing in its revelation of the creation, of sin, of redemption and judgment is not there. All the moral laws that are given in the Bible are not binding upon them because they do not believe. Without such faith, there isn't any commitment in living the Christian life. So for some, there is no heaven or hell. There is no life after death. And many who are not convinced in the existence of a resurrection, faith is just simply not present to direct their hearts toward it. But our program today is about what Christians believe. Christians believe in Jesus Christ. He is God's Son. He was born of the Virgin through the miraculous conception by the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to earth to save sinners, and we are all sinners in need of that salvation. And so we believe in our need for a Savior. We believe we cannot live the perfect life because Jesus did that for us. We cannot pay the debt of our sin back to God. Jesus did that for us. We believe in the heavenly home that is being prepared for all of God's children, and Jesus is doing that for us. Filling in the blank of what Christians believe in has far more answers than we can possibly get to in our limited time today. But we can begin sharing a number of beliefs. Christians believe in the guidance from the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to direct our steps. God's commands through Jesus Christ will guide us in living the Christian life. We are called to believe in the saving power of Christ's blood. The cross of Christ is the place where the debt of sin was paid. Christians believe in obeying Christ's commandments, not to earn our way to heaven, but rather to honor the Heavenly Father and to give reverence to His majesty. God has not left us alone to decide what we can believe, should believe, but rather He has given us the teaching of the New Testament to instruct us in living for Christ. Christians believe in the forgiveness of our sins through Christ. By our faith, we believe in the loving grace of our Heavenly Father. We believe in salvation that's been made possible because God loves us, and He sent Jesus into the world so that we could be saved by believing in Him. Christians believe that Jesus is the only atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is the only Savior for sin. We can only approach the throne of God in our prayers and with our life in His holy name. Christians believe in the Lord's return. We do not know when He's going to come, but we believe He will come. We live in anticipation of His return to earth. And when Jesus comes, we believe He will judge the world in righteousness. He will come again to take His disciples home, to be with Him forever and ever. Those who have not and do not believe in Jesus will be sent away from His presence. Christians believe in worshiping God and only Him through Jesus. There are no other gods and there are no other saviors, no other hope than that which is in Christ and His empty tomb. Christians believe in God's rich mercy. Christians believe that God knows the hearts of everyone and He sees all things and nothing is hidden from His eyes. His judgment will be just and it will be true. Christians believe in prayer because we believe we have been invited to bring before God our gratitude for all the blessings He provides, and also to make our request for help in our times of need. We believe that God hears all of our prayers, and that Jesus is the one and the only mediator between ourselves and the Father. We believe the church is comprised of those who have been sanctified by Christ. We have been made holy, set apart through His calling us into His kingdom. We believe we become sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No matter what besets us, what circumstance or situation that comes into our lives, that God will work for our good. We believe we can trust the Lord with all our heart. We believe there is a place of ministry and of influence for every disciple because Jesus said, "We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth." Our mission is to help spread the good news into all the world. Whatever treasures we have, whatever our talent, and all of the opportunities given in our time on earth, we are to accomplish His will in our lives. Well, our time is spent for this edition of Moments as we consider what the Scriptures teach us as God's people. We should see it as being fulfilled in our very lives. We didn't cover all that there is to cover, but hopefully we will have helped define the walk of faith and the hope that we have in our heavenly home. And our question is, do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus?
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.